Staying with that story, though, the Irish Airline Pilots Association has called for sanctions on the Belarus government following yesterday's incident. Ryanair, the airline involved, says the actions of the Belarusian authorities amount to an act of aviation piracy. Captain Evan Cullen is president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, and he joins us now. Evan Cullen, how alarming is it for those of you working in the industry and people involved in aviation that something like this can happen in Europe in 2021?
Well, this is outrageous behaviour by a sovereign government, Brian. We cannot have a situation where a government actually issues hoax bomb threats to aircraft in flight and then bullies those aircraft to divert into an airport that they want them to go to. When you look at the flight tracker, you can see the pressure that the pilots were under when they almost reached the Lithuanian border and were free of Belarus airspace, but yet they missed their normal planned descent points that you would expect them to take. So there was a considerable amount of grief between the pilots and the air traffic controllers, or else between the pilots and the fighter aircraft that intercepted them. So there must be a very swift and aggressive response from Europe to this. Ireland cannot act unilaterally. This aircraft was not on the Irish register. So it has to be an EU response.
And the question of whether European aircraft would still use Belarusian airspace, should they be overflying Belarus at this stage as long as there's still questions over their safety and security in the air?
Well, certainly there would have to be an engagement between the EU and Belarus. I do know that the airspace around Crimea at the time of the shooting down by some dissidents of the Malaysian Airways, that led to a major airspace closure and lots of diversions around that airspace. Whether the EU goes that far, but I would suggest that they have to. They have to stop air traffic going in and out of Belarus to make the government there understand that you can't be issuing hoax bomb threats just for political ends. It's extraordinary that an aircraft would be used in this kind of a political gamemanship. It's extraordinary stuff.
Just on a separate matter, the IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots, have today delivered a letter to the Taoiseach calling for the resumption of foreign travel for a significant and early easing of the COVID travel restrictions. What are you looking for?
Well, essentially, we've put forward a four-point plan. We believe there is no reason why we cannot have immediate open travel with the common travel area with the UK. We also believe that Ireland should sign up day one with the EU COVID certificate. This will give people who are vaccinated, people who are tested, and people who have had the disease the right to travel between certain limited countries. But we also cannot understand why fully vaccinated US or North American citizens cannot visit Ireland this summer. It is beyond belief that 143,000 jobs now rely on the government making a decision on Friday when they could be opening up aviation in a safe way using antigen testing. As we met, over 200 pilots met today in North Dublin. We antigen tested all of those pilots for the outdoor meeting. Not one of them tested positive. We were all masked. We then went down to the Dáil. All we're asking for is, if this is a safe way, why can't it be used for passengers?
All right. Presumably, if there were to be a move to allow US vaccinated travellers to come in here, it might be reciprocated at the moment. Of course, the United States has some pretty severe travel restrictions as well, doesn't it?
No, the most restrictive regime in Europe right now is the Irish government. The Irish government have put in repressive levels of restrictions, Brian. We are unique. We are the outlier of the EU. It's not good enough that the Irish government is sleepwalking us into hundreds of thousands of permanent job losses. The results down in Shannon are just the tip of the iceberg of what is going to happen.
I mean, the argument we hear again and again, for the last 18 months or more, is that the government is acting on the basis of public health in this as in all the other restrictions. And at the end of the day, public health has to be the priority.
Absolutely. We're acting on the advice from Harvard. We're acting on the advice of other EU states who have embraced antigen testing. Why is the Irish government taking a different approach to antigen testing than every other Western European government?
All right. Evan,
it's not acceptable.
Evan Cullen, President of IALPA, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One. More after this short break.